Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, as we heard, Ombudsman Peter Tendall has said that younger people living in nursing homes have wasted lives and are not getting proper support from the state. In a report published today, he said it's inappropriate for people with a disability under the age of 65 to live in nursing homes, and many did not give informed consent to be placed there long term. Well, let's hear the state's response now. I'm joined by Anne Rabbitt, who's Minister for Disability. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac, for having me.
Let's talk about informed consent, first of all, because that is a serious assertion by the Ombudsman, isn't it? That people are being placed in long-term care who are, have a disability, they're under 65, and they have not given informed consent to be placed in a nursing home. Is this something that you were aware of?
No, Cormac, it wasn't something I was aware of at all. I was shocked myself today when I heard this, where persons were giving the understanding that they were temporarily being transitioned to the usage of a nursing home while other alternative accommodation was being found for them, and they found themselves there years later with no alternative.
And how is it happening, do you know?
Well, I suppose I can't answer that. The HSE will have to answer it. But what I would say is my understanding is that some of these people would have been in an acute setting. There would have been a need for the bed and for that bed to be freed up. A person whose nursing care could be provided in the likes of a nursing home, they were told or they were informed that they would be transitioned there till alternative care would come for them. And perhaps that is how certain people have found their way into a nursing home setting.
But surely those people who would be telling that the young person with a disability will transfer you to this location, this nursing home, until somewhere else more suitable arises, knowing full well that it's highly unlikely, given the situation we're in, housing-wise and so on, that an alternative will arise any point in the near future.
Absolutely, Cormac, and there's no excuses for it, nor am I going to make any whatsoever. To be quite honest with you, when you have over 13 people in a nursing home settings, and we're not saying that all of them are inappropriately setting, but at the same time, it needs to be assessed and their will and preference needs to be listened to. And we have to work from there. I think I welcome the Ombudsman's report this morning. I thought the name on it was absolutely shocking, Wasted Lives, but it's a true reflection of how some people have felt. And I think, to be fair, that is why last year when I would have met with the Ombudsman and talking through what he was working on, that is why I put a line on my budget to ensure that funding would be sourced.
Mention this issue with you last year.
Oh, he did. And that's exactly why.
So I how were you not aware of it then?
What I'm saying is I wasn't aware of the process to how people actually transitioned into nursing home care.
And what were you aware of then?
I was aware that there was 1,300 people in nursing homes, Cormac, that I am aware of.
Who were under 65. And did you
To be honest with you, Cormac, can I just correct you there on one thing? We don't know actually what conditions everybody under 65 have.
That's fair enough. But that's why the HSE
are carrying out a service reform project.
So 1,300 people, though. And when the Ombudsman told you last year about that cohort of people who are in a nursing home, who should not be in a nursing home.
Yes.
Did you not think to raise more questions?
And I did, Cormac. I absolutely did. I spoke to the Minister for Older Persons. I've spoken to the Minister for Health. And I was fortunate to secure funding to actually put in place a pilot project to start the removal of persons in nursing homes. That's the first thing I've done, Cormac. And secondly, the Department have worked with the HSE to start a service reform project to ensure we could do a mapping exercise and to meet with all these people to actually have and hear their will and preference. So as for once and for all, we actually listen to the people that are under 65 in nursing homes and address their concerns to actually look at actually how we could get them back into the communities where they want to be.
And this pilot project that you've launched, I think that's to provide for 18 people, is that right?
That is right, and it is a really small token, Cormac, and I acknowledge that one heart, 100%. But the reason that has been done is so as we can use it as a demonstrator to actually gain experience as to how we can actually create the capacity and listen to the will and preference.
So let's say those 18 people will be catered for. What will the 1,302 other people do in the meantime?
What is happening is the mapping exercise that the HSE will engage with all the other persons to see their will and preference, and also to start the mapping exercises to geographically start looking at what nursing cares, what home care is needed, and what PA hours is. What basis can we support these people to have independent living lives and re-embed them back into the community?
How long will that mapping exercise take?
I would hope less than 6 months, Cormac, so as I'm ready for the estimate process come next October.
Okay, so when do you envisage then that the other 1,302 people will be provided alternative and more suitable accommodation than long-term nursing home care?
The process has started as we talk about the CHOs taking the 18 people at this moment in time. The process has begun and the decongregating, and I'm also looking at the process to prevent further persons entering into nursing homes against their will and preference that are under 65.
And when will the 1,302 people be provided alternative accommodation?
I don't have an answer for that, Cormac. Okay. I haven't got all the results back.
Do you know what... We've spoken a lot about institutionalisation in this country, haven't we? And you have made powerful speeches in the Dáil on mother and baby homes and industrial schools and so on. But would it be fair to say that this is, again, the state institutionalising vulnerable people? And this is 2021.
What I would say, Cormac, is that our system of transitioning people from acute settings to alternative methods of supporting them has not been adequate. And what I'm looking to do is to address that inadequacy at this moment and working with my two ministers, Donnelly and Butler, to ensure that what has gone on in the past stops and doesn't continue.
Is it a bit shameful?
It is absolutely, Cormac.
OK, Minister Anne Rabbitt, thank you very much indeed.